brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lined up for you here today. We have Dr. Nick Begich joining us to break down what's happening with the ongoing Chernobyl-like events in the Fukushima region of Japan. The Associated Press is reporting that radiation has now reached the West Coast, where meteorologists predicted it would make landfall in Los Angeles. They're whitewashing it, saying that it's minuscule. Ann Coulter is actually in the news, saying that radiation is actually healthy and good for you. You cannot make this magnitude of evil up. We also have the Wall Street Journal reporting low levels of radioactive material begin to be detected across the Pacific. That's when you hold a Geiger counter up to the general air, and it shows a slight increase, but that's because it's picking up from a distance the particles floating by. It's if you ingest those, you breathe those. That's what the physicist, after nuclear physicist has explained, Dr. Doug Rocky, Dr. Bob Bowman, Dr. Busby yesterday. That's the issue, and that's how they cover this up and tell the troops that DU is not bad for them, and we know there's four-time birth defects in the children of troops exposed to DU, 12 to 15-time increase in birth defects and cancers in the Fallujah area that was heavily bombarded by it. That's the British Medical Journal that did that study. Obviously, we're going to be talking about Libya. As soon as the globalist-backed rebels, and I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't like Muammar Gaddafi. The guy just reeks of tyranny and corruption and patheticness. But he's the old-fashioned king rat. He's the old-fashioned dictator and doesn't allow abortions, doesn't allow infanticide, doesn't allow the UN inoculations. He caught him 6 years ago injecting him with HIV. That's mainstream news. And so the globalists want him out of there, and they actually want to put al-Qaeda, Muslim extremists, Saudi-backed. Saudis are shipping weapons in. Al-Qaeda works for the New World Order. It's a creation of the Pentagon. And then when the public finally figures that out, they'll understand everything. Took out the secular Saddam, put the Muslim extremist in Iraq. Taking out Hosni Mubarak, now putting the Muslim Brotherhood in with al-Baradei at the head of it in Egypt. This is a destabilization program that we reported 5 months ago with inside sources via Lindsey Williams. And you can't, no brag, just fact. You can't argue with the facts. So we have seen the incredibly, extreme Orwellian behavior going on with the UN voting 10-0 with 5 abstentions yesterday to attack Libya. And they call it a no-fly zone, but then in the letter it says bombardment, and they've announced British, French, NATO, U.S. cruise missile ships, missile cruisers preparing to bombard his, quote, emplacements, his military bases. And she said there he may have targeted civilians. Well, these are rebels who are civilians, who were U.S.-backed. They caught MI6, British SAS there. They admit they're pouring weapons in out of globalist-controlled Egypt. And it's a little dictator fighting against the globalist takeover of Libya. And it's pure hypocrisy. 1,000-plus drones, they say they kill no-name terrorists. They say that they will kill 200 people to kill one bad guy, or they'll kill anybody in Afghanistan with a gun in their hand when it's like East Texas, everybody's got a gun. And that's like, oh, collateral damage, no big deal, fighting al-Qaeda. But, oh, my gosh, Gaddafi may have strafed innocent crowds. Turns out that was a lie. Turns out he never ran to Venezuela. These are all lies is the point. And it's incredibly hypocritical. The globalists will bombard Iraq, Afghanistan with DU, just absolute nuclear warfare. And it's loving and good, and our troops dying is loving and good from it. But then he may have fired and strafed a crowd and killed 5 people. It's horrible. Can you believe it? We got to do something. We're so humanitarian. The left is like, war, war. We're liberal. It's humanitarian. Murder. The right wing's like, yes, murder. Well, the same bankers running this op are stealing your pension funds and getting the Pentagon ready to take your property and knock your teeth out. They hate you as much as they hate the Libyans.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is the 18th day of March, Friday, 2011. You're trying to visit Infowars.com the last few days. We're getting record traffic on top of previous records. Literally millions of people now visiting the sites per day, not per week. Infowars.com is basically down off and on. PrisonPlanet.com is the auxiliary attack cruiser in the Infowar. It is there and it is up. We are trying to work around all of this, but we have big interactive websites. I get emails and get calls, and people say, sometimes the comments don't work for hours. Yeah, and in emergencies, we have to turn the comments off, and sometimes that allows the site to go back up. It's not a conspiracy that sometimes comments are turned off. The comments have been turned off and on the last week because I make the executive decision. They go, well, we can't keep it up if the comments are on. Turn them off. In fact, turn them both off. Turn them off on InfoWars and Prison Planet for now. It's key to get the sites up with the news about the radiation reaching the United States, with the attack on Libya in the offing right now, with all of the other insane economic news that we have here in front of us today. Continuing here ladies and gentlemen, with some other huge news we're going to be going over after we cover the radiation, after we cover the latest developments where their mainstream news is now saying it may just completely go Chernobyl and they may give up all hope. We hope that that's not the case. We've also got the situation in Tripoli, Benghazi, there in Libya. Huge developments there. They now call no-fly zones. Means full-out bombardment and war in your face. It's humanitarian. Yes, of course it is. Continuing, New York Fed confirms intervention in currency markets. This has been a secret for decades with their manipulation. Now mainstream news. Also, London Telegraph freaking out. U.S. Treasury Tim Geithner shocked global markets by revealing that Washington is quite open to Chinese proposals for the gradual development of a global reserve currency run by the International Monetary Fund. That was out 2 years ago. There's fresh reports out today dealing with this whole situation. Also, mayor of a Japanese town says that they've been betrayed near the nuclear plant, claims his people have been abandoned. Many of the local county prefectures in that area are reporting up to 150 times safe levels of radiation. So that is just some of what we're going to be breaking down here today. Meanwhile, Obama spent the last 2 days off and on doing NCAA picks, visiting with hockey teams and professional basketball teams. He finally made a brief statement about how the U.S. wants to help Japan, even though the U.S. troops have been pulled out, the fleet's been sent away because of the radiation going out to sea towards the West Coast. And he gave a brief statement finally last night, 6 days in. We're now 7 days in. Now, remember, the low-level radiation, if you believe the U.N. and the Associated Press, that's where they're getting their information, U.N. detectors. We're not getting that from the U.S. government on the West Coast. But U.N. detectors are reporting low levels of radiation, what they call minuscule fallout. Now, remember, as we've been saying for now 7 days, when the radiation gets here, it's only from the first leak on Friday. It takes on average 7 days across the Pacific, on average. And it has reached, with the prediction of 7 days that meteorologists predicted last Saturday. And we, of course, put out one of the first big reports on that, picked up by Drudge Report on Saturday and Sunday. So the lower level leaks from the initial tsunami and earthquake and some of the off-gassing, that's what's now first reaching the United States. Then you have the explosion on Saturday at Fukushima 1, the devastating mega explosion of Fukushima 3 Mark 1 MOX reactor on Monday, other reactors Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday blowing up and setting on fire and off-gassing. So we have all of that unfolding right now. We have all of that unfolding, and that radiation then is set to intensify Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday right through to next week. And we need independent universities, independent organizations, independent individuals to be testing for that radiation. And remember, as Dr. Bob Bowman said, as Dr. Busby said, and as Dr. Rocky has said in previous interviews, even a doubling of radiation that they say is safe, or a tripling or a quadrupling, they're claiming 10 times the radiation is safe. Remember, that's background radiation, not actual particles that are getting up near the Geiger counter that randomly come in and that you breathe. That's the big killer, but it takes years, if not decades, to kill you. In fact, here's New Scientist from all the way back in 2002, headline, nuclear test fallout killed thousands in the United States. Nuclear test fallout killed thousands in the United States. And it goes over the number of cancers and deaths directly connected to the cancers. Now, the UN, the New York Times, and the Atomic Energy Agency estimate 1 million have died in 25 years in cancers, leukemias, and other illnesses directly connected to the Chernobyl event, which right now looks like it's smaller than what we've seen unfold. So you cannot trust the system with their history of making up information about fallout, whitewashing it, to tell you the truth. In fact, Ann Coulter, is now in Human Events today with a devastatingly discrediting statement, a glowing report on radiation and culture with the terrible earthquake and the resulting tsunami that have devastated Japan. The only good news is that anyone exposed to excess radiation from the nuclear power plant is now probably much less likely to get cancer. And then she goes on with just bizarre statements. So now plutonium, uranium, strontium, tritium, cesium, and radioactive iodine, all in thousands of studies to absolutely confirm massive increases in cancer when you're exposed to even moderate levels. She is telling you it's good for you. I could play CBS News. I've played it hundreds of times. In fact, let's cue it up. Mercury is good for you. It's good for children's behavior. That's a lawyer talk because they want you servile, brain damaged, not thinking. And so they see that as good behavior. So in their weird world, it does improve cognitive brain function by lowering IQs. We've spent decades exposing that sodium fluoride, sevenfold increase in men in bone cancer, threefold increase in women. It hits men a lot worse. Women physiologically are tougher. Any doctor will tell you that. It really hits boys even worse, generally averaging boys and men together at 7 times. It's more than 14 times 12 and under boys. Devastating. You go to the store, it's baby water with fluoride for your baby. Their blood-brain barrier isn't developed properly. Goes directly into the brain. Now the EPA and FDA have recommended it not be used as pesticide anymore because it's bioaccumulating in the crops. Now they've recommended it be cut from 1.2 part per million to half or 0.7 part per million. You see, we're winning the fight. Sodium fluoride's poison. Mercury's poison. Lead is poison. Asbestos is poisonous and carcinogenic. Remember they said the air is safe to breathe. And the CDC has now had to admit the Mayo Clinic has come out. They've done chest scans of the victims of 9/11, the asbestos, and all the rest of the toxins. Massive increases in cancer, massive increases in death rates. That is confirmed. And then it came out years later that Christina Todd Whitman went to Bush and said, we've got to keep this evacuated for weeks. It's deadly. Our detectors, it's deadly. And they were told, no, say it's safe to breathe. No masks are needed. Because if they admit you need a mask, they've got to admit it's not safe for people in the area. So that's why Obama came out in the news today in an unbelievable statement. And I have the headline here. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. An unbelievable statement. An off-the-charts statement. Saying that there's no need to prepare for nuclear fallout. Here are some of those headlines. AP, source, minuscule fallout reaches U.S., Southern California. Wall Street Journal, low levels of radioactive material begin to be detected across Pacific, including Hawaii. Airlines are coming in with radiation on board from Japan. Chernobyl situation may be last resort for Japan reactors. Reuters. Reduced pressure at Fukushima reactor indicates possible leakage from contained core. Mike Adams, Natural News. Obama tells Americans, do not prepare for radioactive fallout. Just listen to your government as he prepares to leave the United States on a week-long trip, right as the radiation goes past. Isn't that just convenient? Isn't that special? He's giving one speech while he's there. The rest of it is a vacation. Is a vacation for him after a week of NCAA babbling. Swedish government, radiation to cover entire northern hemisphere. Everyone to be affected. PrisonPlanet.com. Canada cover-up. Radioactive leak into Lake Ontario. High levels of radiation. They say, don't worry, it's not bad for you. Coulter says it's good for you. Japan nuclear disaster caps decades of fake reports. Bloomberg reporting on the cover-ups. Ongoing. Even though I hate Michael Bloomberg, he's a gun-grabbing globalist, his publications are among the best and most accurate. I guess because top business people demand real info. They just know the average slaves aren't reading it. Continuing, Japan radiation fears spark panic, salt buying in China, believing the iodine will protect them. And to a certain extent from the pharmacists and doctors we've talked to, they say it helps a little, but it doesn't fully protect the thyroid from the radiation. It helps a little. So that's going crazy there. Morton Salt has recently taken potassium iodine out of their salt. Japan passengers cargo screen for radiation, AP. But when they come into Dallas, Chicago, San Francisco, and they pick up radiation with their luggage, they don't take it away from them, which they should, and get rid of it. They say, go on, take it on out to your kids at home. We'll be back. Stay with us with Libya.
Due to the extreme conditions from the Japanese earthquake and the fallout of depleted uranium, HempUSA.org recommends new important products that are loaded with iodine, microplant powder, green life kelp powder, raw unprocessed red palm oil, and our 10% roll-on clear iodine that heals the skin and naturally puts iodine back into your entire body. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home?
Have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Yeah.
Central Standard Time, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. And we've got four new radio stations, big ones. One, the number one talk station, 100,000 watt FM in Minneapolis, St. Paul, picking up the Sunday show. Very excited about that. A lot of stations we need to be thanking on air, a lot of liners for stations I know I'm supposed to cut in the last week, and I haven't, including for XM, because we have been absolutely hammered with this radio active situation that is unfolding. And, again, the first radiation from just the leaks on Friday has reached the West Coast. We're going to be breaking all of that news down in detail with a leading radiation expert who has been featured by CNN, Fox, The New York Times, you name it. We're going to be talking to Shane Connor coming up. He's the biggest supplier to the military of Geiger counters and other systems. He's going to be breaking down what he's seeing from here in Texas coming up in the next segment. But right now, and Dr. Nick Begas is joining us, Bob Chapman is joining us. Right now, I want to shift gears into the Libya situation. As the rebels began to be routed, the openly funded by the Saudi Arabians, Al-Qaeda, Gaddafi's actually telling the truth on that. He's not a good guy, but compared to them, he's the lesser of two weevils, of two evils. And when they thought they could defeat him with just the ground forces and the weapons pouring in from globalist-controlled Egypt and Saudi Arabia, they were acting like they weren't involved in it. The minute he began to take all the cities back, the rebels only have three cities left. He's taken back scores of towns and cities from them. And the minute he started to roll into Benghazi was when they passed a no-fly resolution, which Ron Paul's pointed out is unconstitutional. It's an act of war. It violates the UN Charter. We have all that detailed at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they're trying to put an even more radical, extreme group of people in there. Remember, Gaddafi 6 years ago made a deal with the West, but they want the trillions and trillions of dollars of oil, the most oil-rich country in Africa, and a guy who's given leadership to Africa outside of globalist control. He's spoken out against the vaccines, sterilizing people that they've caught being filled with HIV as well. He is a real socialist, a horrible, corrupt kingpin, but he actually serves out goodies and to the public. He's developed and modernized Libya. And in the no-fly, double-speak, double-think Orwellville, they state, including bombardments, and they've announced the French, the British, NATO, U.S. missile cruiser ships with cruise missiles are preparing. They said as early as this morning, but last time I checked, the bombardment hadn't begun, to begin attacking Muammar Gaddafi's military bases and emplacements. And the media is hyping 25 dead in bombardment of Gaddafi forces. So that is just some of the news and information. So you've got these rebels that they're calling protesters, attacking military bases, killing military, killing police. Whether you're for them or against them, the point is they're a military operation. And when Gaddafi targets them, the media lies and says he's targeted civilians. Turned out that wasn't true 3 weeks ago. Turns out a month ago he didn't flee, as the British Foreign Ministry said, to Venezuela. Turned out he hadn't stepped down. They keep saying he fled. Then, no, he stepped down. No, he's running to Zimbabwe to bolster the forces. And so as soon as he was about to go into the last big city they held, a few other little towns in the east, the media comes out and the UN comes out and says, 10-0, we're voting for no-fly to help humanitarian population. And they will bomb their water treatment plants in their humanitarian effort. They always do in Serbia, Iraq, you name it. They will bomb the government buildings. They will bomb the military bases. They will bomb all the airfields, both military and civilian. They will bomb the country end to end as they're gearing up to do. But as of this minute, they have not attacked because Muammar Gaddafi, the slimy, slick dictator of 40 years, is a survivor. And he's a military man. And he's certainly not stupid. And he said, okay, I love the ceasefire. Now your Western-backed forces cannot attack me. And he's engaged in a ceasefire. He says, great, I want a ceasefire. You attacked me. You're bringing weapons in from the east, out of Egypt that borders them to the east. out of Saudi Arabia. This is Al-Qaeda attacking me, which is actually true. That's Al-Qaeda means CIA brigade in the CIA database. That's been out since the 80s. And so now there's some jockeying. I believe they're going to go ahead and still start bombing him. The UN has signaled that. So now a whole new war on top of all the other bedlam.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Nick Meggins is joining us in the next hour, then Bob Chapman on the economy. On the open announcement that the Federal Reserve has been manipulating currency markets worldwide. But I'm going to be breaking down here on air for everyone the latest developments at the Fukushima Chernobyl-style disaster in Japan. AP reporting fallout has reached the western coast, arriving in Los Angeles. Reuters headline, very low radiation detected on West Coast. Remember, that's the first radiation from last Friday when they just had a basic leak at the facility, not the explosion at Fukushima Reactor 1 on Saturday, the giant mushroom cloud explosion on Monday at Fukushima, Max Mark 1 plutonium-based an uranium-based reactor. The 600,000-plus spent fuel rods that AP and Reuters confirm are there, many of which were stored on top of the facilities that blew sky high. We know the Japanese are not releasing in those two counties, two states, or prefectures right around Fukushima the numbers. Local governments are reporting 150 times safe levels. Now, he's very busy. He's not been doing radio interviews, but I've known him for 12 years, first interviewed him more than a decade ago. We were able to get Shane Connor, who supplies the potassium iodide pills to the military, who supplies it to the government, who supplies it to FEMA. He's the biggest holder of Geiger counters and has the biggest lab that basically sets them and calibrates them. He also, again, is the biggest manufacturer of the potassium iodide. The pills are all gone, but he has the raw base potassium iodine material that's enough for 20 adults, 200. We're going to have him break it all down. And the fact that you'll want to talk to your physician first, of course, the radiation levels would have had to go up first. He's got a whole fact sheet. We've got it at Infowars.com. He is completely sold out even to his distributors. My guys bought most of it yesterday. That sold out overnight. They got back there this morning. They're coming back with the rest of it. He has basically completely sold out of it, the last remaining supplies, right now at Infowars.com. And we are limiting how many each person can get so more people can get a hold of it. This all started because the pills I bought a decade ago were expired. And I began to, for the rest of the crew, look around for it. And hiding in plain view, I'm like, wait a minute, Shane Connor, he's the huge guy with nuclear. He's the guy that, you know, makes a little Geiger counter detectors and recalibrates the government ones. Let's call him. And of course it turned out he was one of the only suppliers left in the country with it. And we've now gotten the remaining of his stock available now. We're going to be shipping it out as quickly as possible at Infowars.com. Now understand something. In 3 hours last night, what we bought yesterday sold overnight. This will probably sell out by the end of the day. And then this is it. This is all we've got. But I want to explain this and the fact sheet he's got and have him break it down. The headline up on Infowars.com with a link to the online video bookstore shopping cart that has it. Infowars has some of the only potassium iodine in the United States. Now, sir, you're the expert on this, decades involved in this. Break down exactly what this product is, what it does for people that are out there. Oh, and let me just add, for those that don't know, you've been featured in the Boston Globe, Newsmax, WorldNet Daily, National Defense Mag, Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, Washington Post, New York Times, USA Today, San Francisco Chronicle, Wall Street Journal, CNN, Newsday, Glenn Beck, the list goes on and on. I mean, you are a preeminent expert that we've got here, and thank God you were hiding in plain view just south of us in Gonzales, Texas. Break down exactly what this product is for folks that are out there.
Alex, thanks for having me on, and thanks for getting these products out. They're not going to do anybody any good in my warehouse when people need them in their homes. For any radiological event, whether it's a nuclear bomb or what we're seeing going on in Japan here, the greatest threat, the further you get downwind, is always radioactive iodine. Health physicists always agree that's the problem. That was the problem at Chernobyl. The further you got away from ground zero, the casualties almost exclusively have been from radioactive iodine causing damage to your thyroid gland. What potassium iodide does, and the FDA has recognized this and endorsed it for literally 50 to 60 years now, is that when you take that before you're exposed and you could possibly ingest or inhale radioactive iodine, if you could take potassium iodide beforehand, you will saturate and fill up your thyroid gland with safe, stable iodine. Now, and you can take it as little as a half hour before it arrives, but you're playing beat the clock. Whatever gets to your thyroid gland first stays there. And if you have safe, stable iodine in place, then the radioactive iodine, if you later inhale or ingest it in contaminated milk or other products, your kidneys simply eliminate it. It gives you almost 100% protection against thyroid cancer and all these other problems. And we document on our website from our own nuclear weapons testing the number of thyroid cancers that we had in this country right up close with that. In fact, the National Cancer Institute study estimating thyroid doses of I-131 received by Americans from Nevada atmospheric nuclear bomb tests, they say it likely generated from 10,000 to 75,000 cases of thyroid cancer. And we also saw, and we show it on our website, where a Chinese test done back in, let me get facts straight for you, done back in December 28, 1966, resulted in the fallout cloud covering most of the United States about 4 days later, and we had it showing up in milk across the country. Now, those levels that showed up from that test, they were not enough that you would have pulled the milk, but it shows that it will cover the complete country. Chernobyl, we had it showing up in milk from cows in Washington, the state of Washington, from the pastures, where normally they would have 2 to 4 picocuries in the milk naturally of radioactive iodine. They were having elevated levels over 400. Now, it's important to get educated when we start hearing people talking about these huge increases. They still wouldn't have pulled the milk until it got 10 times higher than that. So people need to get educated about this so that they don't panic. We risk here, without the education, that we could actually, the panic could be actually more widespread than the fallout itself.
Okay, well, let's break that down, but I want to just give people the latest headline. Radiation drives back crews attempting to rein in reactor. AP, Reuters are all reporting that there's obviously been a lot of radiation already released, 600,000 rods blown in all directions, caught on fire, spent rods. 2 of the 6 reactors' internal containment has been breached as of Tuesday, 3-4 days ago. But now they're talking more and more about giving up hope. If those reactors fully melt down, I've had nuclear physicists on just yesterday. They said they could actually explode, like we saw in the 50s, in Russia.
Yeah, this if we have an event and it stops, we can deal with that. My concern is if we get these meltdowns going where we've got a continual radioactive volcano essentially spewing this stuff out continually, then we've got some major, major serious problems here because it's never going to quit. It's not going to be a Chernobyl that everybody was able to take KI and they had no thyroid cancer and then it blew out of the area. It went around the world and that was it. My concern watching, and that's what I've always thought would happen with this Japanese thing, but as the days went on, every 8 hours they were losing another reactor. So all bets are off on this episode, what's going on.
Absolutely, and just to be clear for people, and I want to go over the facts with you because you're the expert. Again, you've developed the pills, made the pills, one of the biggest sellers to the government, your nuke alert to the Pentagon, Homeland Security. I mean, you're the big dog. Explain to us what this product is, folks, when they get it at InfoWars.com. They need to consult their physician or healthcare provider. All the fact sheets are on InfoWars.com, on the shopping cart. This is it. In fact, when I talked to you this morning as Tim arrived to make the final purchase, you told me that we were purchasing the last of it, that all the rest of it was going out to some of your other wholesalers. So, and by the way, these are selling for more than $150 many places. I've agreed with you to only sell it for $40. Many other people are selling it for a lot more, which I think is not a very nice thing to do.
No, I fully agree with you. There's no tablets to be had. We're the national distributor of one of the 3 major ones, and we're not going to be. The government steps in; they take all of the manufacturing. We may be 3 to 6 months before we get supplies.
The government. When my guys were there yesterday, there were Japanese there buying it for Japan. The U.S. I don't know if you can talk about, but the U.S. government had just stepped in and actually bought most of what you had, the nuke strips. We've got confirmed reports. They're telling medical facilities to hoard the potassium iodine tablets.
Yeah. What I did is I took last fall, I went ahead and had one 100-pound drum of potassium iodide, USP. It's what we've made tablets with in the past when we were making tablets ourselves. This is the exact same thing that's in the tablets. This is the active ingredient. And we took one ton of it, and we made 32,000 vials, of which you, Alex, have the last of it at this point. And I'm thrilled that you came on board with this because we got so swamped, we had to shut down our phone and our Internet, taking orders online at 10:30 Monday so that we can fill those orders. And our distributors and you, Alex, are getting this stuff out there. But anyways, the 26 grams that you get is the exact amount that if you pour it into a 1 liter bottle of water, shake it up, you have a potassium iodide solution where every measuring teaspoon or 5 milliliters will be at one adult daily dose. And what you're looking at is typically you would take it for 7 to 10 days. But let me emphasize, when you get this, do not start taking it now. We are not at that point. You just need to have it so that because you won't be able to get it.
And we have a detailed fact sheet at InfoWars.com on the shopping cart with it and the entire breakdown. Consult your physician, healthcare provider. Follow the indications. At what point would you, because the government may lie about radiation on the West Coast, at what point, if they report 10 times, 20 times normal radiation, when would you take this?
Listen, when Chernobyl happened, we didn't have the Internet. We didn't have as many. It snuck up on everybody. We have got, I've got nuclearists all over the country. I've got them in Japan. Many, many other people are up to speed on this, and we've got the Internet. This thing is not going to sneak up on us. People need to get prepared, but it's not going to sneak up on us. And the government cannot not tell people to take it when it's time to take it, because too many people are watching this, and they're going to be looking at it independently. So they're not going to be able to hide or slow down or delay telling people to take it. The reason they would want to delay it is because then that shows up, they don't have any for anyone. There's not enough. There were never enough pills even manufactured that we would have enough.
Well, that's what you said 12 years ago when you first came on our show. Raymond Teague, a NASA scientist, friend of mine, electrical engineer, worked on the Apollo missions. He was always very concerned about this and introduced me to you years ago, concerned just about nuclear power plants. And if they ever had a meltdown, then everybody in the surrounding area have this. Any other points you need to make specifically about this potassium iodide?
Go to my website and read the Ill Winds article, When Ill Winds Blow From Afar. This will make you, if you read this, you will be the resident Joe expert in your county for all that we're dealing with here. We don't have the product available to sell directly from our website. Get that from Alex, but you can get the information When an Ill Wind Blows From Afar at KI4U.com.
Do you want us to mirror, Mr. Connor, that
please,
article at InfoWars.com?
Please.
Okay, when an ill wind blows from afar on their site, can we also go to nukealert.com to find that?
No. Just go to KI4U.com, and it'll be on the main page. It's a prominent link right on the first screen.
When an ill wind blows, we'll get that up right now on InfoWars.com. Sir.
Fantastic.
And then now, again, people need to print off the two-sided PDF that we have written up by you, the expert. Again, still consult your physician or healthcare provider. Don't start taking this. This is an emergency backup. And when I was reading, the pills only last a few years, but you were telling me, Shane, that this stuff basically is indefinite because it's in the raw chemical form.
Yes, this is the raw potassium iodide. If you keep it dry and you don't get it too hot, potassium iodide is the same thing that's in your iodized salt. If you look at the ingredients on the side of your salt shaker, and like salt, if you don't get it wet and you don't melt it, it lasts darn near forever.
Are the Japanese right and the Chinese rushing to buy iodine salt, as the LA Times reports, or will that do nothing for them?
Well, let me just tell you about iodized salt, for instance. The little micrograms that are in there are good for nutritional reasons, but you would have to eat 5 cups of salt a day to get the same amount of KI as you do out of either the tablet dose or...
And that would kill you.
Oh, that would, you know. Now, there's a lot of nutritional products out there that do have some iodine. It's good for nutritional reasons, but you need to end up with, and we're talking adults, 130 milligrams per day.
Okay, briefly, how many adults will one of these vials, one of these containers, a potassium iodide USP, 26 grams, how many people will this take care of for 7 days to fill the thyroid?
It's got 200 adult daily doses or at least 400 child doses, and depending on how young the children are, potentially 600 or 800 children if they're very small. And the dosing instructions are right on there. By the way, when we get in short supply, it's always pregnant women and children first that you would want to protect. They are the most vulnerable. As you and I get much over the age of 40, the odds of the cancer ever fully expressing itself in our remaining lifetime begins to drop off. The children are the ones most at risk. It ravages them very quickly, many times within the year after exposure.
All right, this won't last long. The servers are shutting down on the shopping cart, and the only way you can order it is online. We don't have the staff. We've got two people to answer the phones. You can't really call and get it, but Infowars.com is the place to get the remaining supply, and I don't think it's going to be around very, very quickly. We are limiting how many people can order for each person. But thank you so much for joining us, Shane Connor. Key information.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Shane Connor, the inventor of the Nuke Alert, radiation expert, who supplies the U.S. government, is our guest for another 5 minutes. He gave us some good news in his article when an ill wind blows from afar. We're going to post it at InfoWars.com right now. We'll also put it on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It will obviously sell out very quickly, the potassium iodide USP that can do 20 adults or more conservatively. Correct me if I'm wrong, Shane, that there is still regular iodine. Still consult your physician, but that would be topical. Explain that to people, Shane. The good news, regular iodine on the skin. Explain it.
Yeah, the very important thing to get across here and emphasize over and over again is that we're talking about actual iodine products, and we're not talking about ingesting them, drinking them, or swallowing them. I'm talking about, for instance, tincture of iodine. Now, you do not drink that, and make sure that people understand if you start telling them about this, but if you take tincture of iodine, like 2%, putting that on your skin, and we show in this article that you're posting, Alex, how much for 2% tincture of iodine. If you put that, like 8 milliliters for an adult, on your abdomen or forearm each day, you will get a thyroid-protecting dose darn near as good as the tablet. Now, it's not a specific dosing because it evaporates different depending on the humidity at the time. People absorb differently through their skin, rubbing it off, et cetera. But for most people, and we link to the tests that show this has all been scientifically determined with human studies, that you will get a blocking dose, thyroid-blocking dose, absorbing the tincture of iodine and other iodine products topically on your skin. But again, I need to emphasize two things. Make sure if you talk about this to anybody, they don't think that you're talking about drinking this stuff. It's poison. But topically, you can safely absorb a thyroid-blocking dose.
And we're not talking about the product on InfoWars.com, the potassium iodide USP, and you still talk to a doctor about that, even when the radiation, even when it goes up. You're talking about tincture of iodine, rubbing it on the stomach or on the forearms once a day, a limited amount, will also pretty much have the same effect. But that's all broken down in your article. You still must consult a physician or a healthcare provider before you do that.
Absolutely. And usually the only reason...
And by the way, the federal government should be doing all this right now. We shouldn't be having to do it.
That has been our mantra for over 12 years, is that what we do in our little way, they should be doing in a big way all the time. And I'd look at people out of business as being redundant if they were doing their job.
Well, you saw this coming from far away, Shane Connor, and we appreciate you. Again, the only remaining supply, he's out now. We have it, because they can't handle the orders, InfoWars.com. And it's a good thing we only got this much, because this will take us 4 or 5 days to get out as quickly as we can on the order they received. And we're shipping it 2 to 3 day U.S. priority mail, but they're racing right now to get out the orders that came in last night and the orders that come in. They're going to be working over the weekend to have this out to you Monday and Tuesday. InfoWars.com. But certainly that great news about tincture of iodine that you do not drink. It's not this product, but it's rubbed on the skin only if the radiation goes up. And again, technically for yourself personally, we only got a minute left, Shane. When would you take this product? How high would the radiation have to be?
When we got confirmation, I've got people I'm talking to and listening to on health physics sites, both sides, and that's what I'm watching right now. The government, the big thing is the government can't sit on this. Too many people are watching it, and we have the internet.
At what level would you personally take it?
I'm watching my health physicists that are keeping an eye on it right now. I can't give you a number.
You'll wait and see what they say. Thank you so much, Shane Connor. Get it at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.